Israel has issued tenders for more than 700 settler units as part of its settlement expansion plans on Palestinian territories. The tenders are for units in the Gilo settlement project in East Jerusalem al-Quds. Tel Aviv last month issued tenders for land in order to encourage Israelis to build over 3,000 settler units in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds. Only 126 units are to be built in other areas. The figure is for the first quarter of this year alone. Israel's housing ministry has promised that the sale of land this year would be significantly higher than in 2013. Settlement construction on Palestinian land continues despite growing international condemnation. Joining us now live from Atlanta is Mr. Jim W. Dean, Managing Editor of Veterans Today. Thank you very much, Mr. Dean, for being with us here on the Top 5. We know that John Kerry has recently been in the region. He's been speaking with the Israeli authorities, and a lot of people were saying that the settlement issue was top on the agenda. We know the U.S. has been asking Israel to stop its settlement expansions for these peace talks to go ahead. Now we're hearing this announcement. Do you think that Kerry did actually urge Israel to stop its settlement activities, or at least to reduce them?
Well, I think he's certainly trying to do it, which he's always been doing. But then the Netanyahu has been tweaking his nose back at him by saying one thing and doing another. And this is a very interesting little game here. You had the housing minister, Yuri Ariel, actually put these tenders out without informing Netanyahu that he was doing it, which is very hard to believe when the negotiations are at a critical stage. And then he claimed it was just simply a procedural matter. But this is the typical game and the theater that we're used to seeing. Netanyahu then went out and he canceled the ones that were in the critical strip that would be interlinking a continuous Palestinian state. So he canceled that part of it, but he left the others in. So this was just a flip in the bird, so to speak, to Kerry, to let him know that you can ask for what you want to, but we can still say no.
You know, some reports have come out as well, Mr. Dean, saying that John Kerry was even discussing a deal with Israel involving the release of Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard if Israel agrees to stop its settlement activities. Do you think that those talks actually did take place and that Israel is prepared to stop its settlement activities and enter into the negotiations if Mr. Pollard is released?
We saw those stories were very suspicious for a couple of reasons. The Pollard card is always kind of trotted out in these negotiations. Not so much, I think, because they think the U.S. will do it, but it revs up the Jewish lobby base here to get everybody calling their senators and congressmen and to remind them that that pressure is really there. And then the other aspect of it, the story came out of the Daily Beast, which is a well-known rag for propagating any Jewish lobby stories. We've seen this many times before. And we're really suspicious of this because in the past, the intelligence community and the military command have been totally against this. But it's just a way to kind of torment the U.S. negotiators a little more, part of the game playing that unfortunately goes on while the suffering of the people in Gaza and the West Bank continues.
And Mr. Dean, just quickly before we let you go, are there any prospects for these peace talks not to collapse with the current conditions? Because John Kerry apparently is saying, the Obama administration is saying, we are making efforts to salvage these talks, but is there any prospect for that to happen?
Well, I'm very negative about them because I think Israel looks at resolving and having peace will be the end of Israel, because the next thing the public's going to focus on is getting their WMD away from them, because now that there's peace, there's no reason for you to have all of that. So, and they also have internal control over their people as long as they have things unsettled. And so I'm afraid I'm very not very optimistic about it. And the U.S. will never play the money card that if you don't cooperate, we're going to turn off the money spigot. They never play that card. And I think that's the only one that'll work, even though they are talking more about international isolation and the third intifada, and then also that the boycott pressure is going to grow. And those are things that have not been put on the table in the past.
Mr. Jim W. Dean, Managing Editor of Veterans Today, thank you very much.